Finally today, fans of Benedict Cumberbatch probably know a new episode of Sherlock airs this Friday on PBS, but that's about all we know about the episode, other than it's set in Victoria-era England and it's all about ghosts. Turns out there's a spooky story that inspired the episode. It's from the show's creator, Mark Gatiss. You may know him as the guy who plays Sherlock's brother Mycroft in the series.
Well, I did actually once have a sort of supernatural experience. I was very skeptical because I thought it'll never happen to someone like me because I really wanted to, but it sort of did. I was many years ago, I was living in Leeds in the north of England, and a friend of mine went on the summer vacation and he let me have his attic room in this big Victorian house for like 3 months. It was a godsend because I was absolutely desperately poor. And it was a big, empty, spooky house, and I'm not prone to fancies, as they say, but it was quite odd. Anyway, it started off fine, but I remember I went away to Wales, and I remember coming back and opening the door to this room, and there was such a heavy atmosphere inside the room. It was like 100 people had been in there, and as soon as I opened the door, they'd all jumped out the window. It was like it was a crowded room. It was so weird. I remember sort of taking a step back. It was so strange. And then all sorts of odd little things started to happen. I had a very strong feeling of being watched. And then one night, and it's the middle of summer, it was so hot that I was sleeping on top of the bed, not under the sheets. And I suddenly woke up, bolt upright, and all the lights were on. The radio was on, and it was so cold in the room that I could see my breath in the air, and it was the middle of summer. It was really strange, and I was properly spooked by it. And the next day I rang my friend up, and obviously something in my tone suggested something, and he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "I didn't sleep very well." And he said, "Have you seen it yet?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I think it might be haunted." And I said, "Yes, I think it might be too." So then that was it. When he came back, we started to do a little investigation and discovered that the room had a bit of a history, and people who'd lived there before, odd things had happened. It was someone who'd lived in the floor below when the room was empty. They used to go up there to study and had to stop because they thought someone was looking at them. All kinds of odd circumstantial things. And then I moved to Bristol, and my friend Roger rang me up one night and he said, "You'll never believe what's happened." And he had a dinner party, and they invited this bloke who people said was slightly psychic. And this bloke had said, "Do you mind if I look around the house?" And without any warning, he'd sort of wandered up to this top of the stairs to this attic room. And he came back down and said to Roger, "Have you had any odd experiences?" And Roger, not wanting to give anything away, sort of said, "Well, sort of, yeah." And this bloke said, "Well, that room at the top in the attic, on the threshold of the door, there was someone waiting. And they're still there."
Mark Gatiss with that creepy story. Sherlock, The Abominable Bride premieres in the U.S. on PBS Friday night. And that's it for us here at The World. I'm Carol Hills. I'm from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. Thanks for listening.
PRI, Public Radio International.